The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We spoke earlier this morning to Keith Jones, who is one of the four candidates running for South Carolina House District 18. Yesterday, we spent a few minutes with Dakota Fitzgerald. On our guest line now is one of the other candidates who will be offering themselves next Tuesday. This is an important race, folks. You need to plan to vote if you live in House District 18, which is pretty much comprised of the Greer area. The seat became vacant when Representative Tommy Stringer resigned because of family and health circumstances. But on our guest line is Alan Morgan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Joey. How are you doing?
Always a pleasure. I'm doing wonderful, Alan. I appreciate a few minutes of your time this morning. Of course, Tuesday is an important day. And to keep it fair, I've been pretty much asking the same questions of those of you who will be on the ballot on Tuesday. I believe, Alan, this is your first time running for office. Is that correct?
Yes, this is my first time running for this type of office. I have been involved with the Greenville County Republican Party and the South Carolina State Republican Party. So I've run races for those offices within the party, but this is the first time I'm running for public office.
Sure, yeah. Well, let's just start with a very simple question. Why now? What got you interested in running for the state house?
Yeah, it's a really good question. The best answer I have, I was talking with one of my potential future constituents yesterday on the phone, and he said, you know, Alan, the one thing I want to tell you is what I'm looking for, I want somebody who's an earth shaker.
Yes.
And I said, that's the word I'm going to use that. We need somebody who's going to go down to Columbia and be an earth shaker. We've got a lot of politicians in Columbia from around the state who are the classic go along to get along types. You know, they're using the state house as either a retirement plan or they're using the state house as a way to build their future brand so they can run for future office or they can line their own pockets, you know, whatever the purpose is. I want to go down there and be the type of person who's going to stand up for conservative values, who's going to inspire others around the state to stand up as well, instead of kowtowing to what's going on, you know, the go along to get along philosophy. That's what I'm looking to do, and that's why I want to go to Columbia.
Yeah. This has been a busy legislative session this year. Let's start with the budget process. Of course, the House has been working on that this week. The Senate has already passed their version. You know, it always, I don't quite get it, Alan, when for year after year, it seems like the state has had $1 billion-plus surplus, which tells me that we're taking in too much money. If we have this type of surplus year after year, of course, the Senate recommended a $100 to a $700 rebate to each individual citizen in the state. And they're also both houses. It looks like we're going to have some type of cut to our state income tax. Talk with us about your position on this.
Yeah, my position on state income taxes is that we should have 0% state income tax in South Carolina. We should have no income tax just like Tennessee, Florida, and Texas. You're right. We've had multiple years of billion-dollar surpluses. I had a conversation with one group who was saying, oh, well, we only had a $2 billion surplus last year because of government money from COVID. And I said, well, what about the year before that? Well, that one was only $1 billion.
Yeah.
Well, what about the year before that? Well, that was
only $1 billion. Yes,
exactly. There's plenty of money out there, and if you were to cut the state income tax, you would have a rise in income in other areas. We know from free market principles that when you lower taxes, it frees up spending in other areas. So we would get the vast majority of that money back. But it would promote business growth in South Carolina. It would promote more individual freedom, which is always a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like that South Carolinians could put that money to use for their own families rather than sending it to Columbia. And in some cases, you know, getting a tax refund. But it's troubling that year after year we have this type of surplus. And it's almost like, Alan, that they're just sitting around in Columbia trying to come up with ways to spend it.
Oh, absolutely. And the whole tax refund thing, I mean, I don't know if you probably remember when they sent out the $50 checks last year, the year before.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and they spent half the money in order to print the checks to send them out. So instead of everybody getting $100, we got $50.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's like, why not just let us keep the money in the first place?
Yes, exactly.
Put it on a check and make yourself feel good. But, you know, yeah. Just let us keep the money in the first place. Yeah.
On our guest line this morning, Alan Morgan. Alan's will be on the ballot on Tuesday in House District 18. Please plan to vote. Mark it on your calendar now to take a few minutes on Tuesday to go to the polls. Alan, we're experiencing record inflation in our nation, the highest in 40-plus years. It's hurt particularly hard at the gas pump. There's a proposal being considered to possibly suspend the state gas tax. As you know, in July, we will have the last two cents on the increase that was voted on about 5 years or so ago. What do you think about that, about suspending the gas tax for a year? And what is your response to the Department of Transportation, who says, well, if you do that, we're going to have to suspend our work on some of the road repairs that we've started?
No, I think it's a great idea to suspend the gas tax, give the citizens of South Carolina some relief at the pump. I mean, the way gas prices are going up right now is just, it's absolutely killing working families who have to be able to rely on gas for transportation, for work, for, you know, being able to go get food from the grocery store, pick the kids up from school, all this stuff. I think it's a great idea to suspend it. DOT is always complaining about not having enough money, but if you look at how much money DOT has sitting in the bank account right now, there's plenty of money there. If you look at the surplus that South Carolina has right now sitting in the bank account, there's plenty of money there as well. So I don't buy that excuse at all that there's not enough money.
Yep. We have a texter on our text line, Alan, who's asking a question about the South Carolina National Guard. He says he's been in the Guard for 17 years now, and he's concerned about the COVID vaccine mandate. Any news on what the state's position may be if this is continued to be pushed, and what would your position be on mandating that the National Guard get the vaccine?
Yeah, I am 100% against COVID vaccines. I actually quit my last job because the company instituted a COVID vaccine. So I am 100% against any vaccine mandate. As far as what the state's doing right now, I know the conservatives down in Columbia are pushing to pass bills that will ban all vaccine mandates across the state of South Carolina. Some of the others in the state house are attempting to block that. So we'll see if the conservatives are able to be successful and get that passed.
Yep. In our final couple of moments together here this morning, Alan, and again, I appreciate your time. Talk with us about the issues that you see that are important to you. Again, why people should support you on Tuesday when they go into the voting booth to cast their ballot.
Yeah, I mean, I think across the board, I'm pretty conservative. Some people might call me a radical conservative, but you know, I believe that we should have no rights infringed with the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment's written as your rights shall not be infringed. I believe we should follow that to the letter of the law. I believe that life begins at conception, so I'm pro-life all the way on that. I believe we should have no state income tax. I believe that we need to fix our roads. We have to reform DOT. We have to get more of those roads taken out of the hands of the state and given back to the counties and cities. We have the second highest percentage of state-owned roads in the country in South Carolina. So lots of issues like that where Not only am I conservative on like a Republican Party platform, national level, but even on the local issues, I think that I can bring a perspective to Columbia that is very conservative, that is a young conservative voice that's ready to go down there and fight for our values.
Yeah. Alan Morgan, again, that special election is Tuesday, March the 22nd. Be sure and vote. Thank you for your time this morning. Good luck to you on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Joey. Appreciate the time.
Sure thing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.